You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. In Laurie Anderson's Manhattan studio, she instructs me to move under a cone-shaped speaker suspended from the ceiling and stand precariously atop a bass resonator.
Sure. Stand under that panel. This is going to be one of the spots in the park.
So many people.
You can stand on the wood.
As I stand, her disembodied voice emerges out of a buzz of harmonic singing, while Laurie herself circles the studio, exchanging ideas with her partner in the project, Bruce Aubin.
I work out.
Electronic birds, crickets, and alien sounds seem to emerge from everywhere. This is a new installation work that Laurie Anderson is putting together in Basel, Switzerland, called Park for Singing Trees.
Then there are a bunch of lines of trees over here, then a kind of cave, then a tree of leaves, these fake leaves that are speakers. And they start...
Park for Singing Trees is another take on Laurie Anderson's often sideways outlook on the world. She's a journalist of human behavior, making her observations and wondering why.
What is American culture right now? What does it look like? What do you want? And it's a really interesting moment to be on this kind of cusp of going from a conservative to a liberal government. And that's kind of how I divided the record as well. You know, right in the middle is a long kind of manifesto about time.
And so finally, here we are. At the beginning of a whole new era.
This Fenway Bergamot goes on about what does it mean to want something, or how do you go into the future, or what motivates you, or how does time work, and lots of little jokes about it, and then how do we, what do you want?
There are some things you can simply look up, such as the size of Greenland.
Fenway Bergamot, only recently named by Laurie Anderson's husband Lou Reed, has been her voice of pomposity since her epic work, United States, in the early 1980s.
Good evening. Welcome to Difficult Listening Hour.
He returns on Laurie Anderson's new album, Homeland, a meditation on life's passage and life in America. The title of the album is etched with bittersweet irony as Anderson, who lives only a stone's throw from the site of the 9/11 attacks, contemplates the doublespeak of American politics. When you hear the expression homeland security, what comes to mind?
Bad cameras, ineptitude, bureaucratic inefficiency, a version of state control that is not working so well because things are just too big. It never makes me feel, wow, I feel so much safer. It just never does that. Now, I could be easily fooling myself because I know that there are people who would love to blow this place up. They would love to just wipe us off the face of the earth. Does that mean that we need to live in paranoia and fear? Well, to some extent, yeah, it does.
Even though a country can invade another country and flatten it and ruin it, and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem, and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem.
Over the last three decades, we've become accustomed to Laurie Anderson's observational lyrics and deep sense of irony that turns a mirror on modern life.
Hi, I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone.
Sometimes we look for broader meaning in her music that isn't necessarily there. To some people, a homeland song like Bodies in Motion seems to be prescient.
Somebody was saying, I didn't know Bodies in Motion was about the Gulf. We dig down in the ocean, swing up to the side. Wait a second. You know, this is not all a big code here. You know, there are lots of oceans, and there are lots of days, and lots of ways. So, you know,
we dig down in the ocean, swing up to the stars. We own the moon and the earth. We're masters of Mars.
body's in motion. We embody the spirit of motion.
Despite overarching themes and socio-political commentary, Homeland, like most of Laurie Anderson's albums, is more about her personal journey. She talks about grandma and her father in a few songs.
When you talk about grandma or your father, is it your grandma, your father, or is it?
No, it was your grandma and your father. I wanted to make a really simple song for my father. So I wrote this song about him and a lake, because those are really great images for me as a child. Anyway, just to write a very simple song for him, just because I miss him.
My father with his diamond eyes, his voice life size, he says, follow me. Follow me, and I come sliding where I've been hiding, out of the heart of a child.
In the nearly 10 years since Laurie Anderson's last studio album, she's had a lot of time to experiment, and many of those experiments are on Homeland, like using the Tuvan throat singing group called Chirgilchin.
Chirgilchin is the voice of the Mongolian nomad in the middle of nowhere, singing to what? I don't know, the stars, I instantly fell in love with this throat singing, which is so eerie.
In many ways, Homeland picks up on threads from United States and her 1982 debut album, Big Science. In fact, a line from that record could very well be on this CD 28 years later.
This is the time, and this is the record of the time.
That's a good comparison. I think it is. I think it is a way to look at it that way. Yeah, and it's from the point of journalistic stuff, so that it really absorbed stuff that was happening that day, and an overlook, kind of like, where are we going and how do we start again, kind of thing.
Pinpoint nukes ready to fight, dressed to kill, sure we're right. Welcome to the American Night.
As I leave her studio, Laurie Anderson goes back to working on Park for Singing Trees. We leave her crawling on the floor, tracing through a spaghetti of cables to her mixer.
So you're ready to get to work?
Yeah. In other words, crawl around and play with wires.
Laurie Anderson's new album is Homeland, out on Nonesuch Records.
And I was thinking of you. I wasn't thinking of you anymore.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.